The White House on Third Hill, Constantinople, August the 12th, 1787. Dear Maman Duchesse, I trust this letter finds you, Papa Kinross, and Elsie in the best of good health. Before I write anything else, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for the truly special and touching gift you sent to help us celebrate the first anniversary of our marriage. I can hardly believe it is 13 months to the day since my life changed forever. The months have gone by too quickly, but each one has been more magical than the last, and you know from our letters how very happy we are. Your gift arrived only 2 days ago, so it was indeed a wonderful surprise. Neither of us had any expectations of what it could be, though Henri Antoine knew immediately he removed the wooden box from its crate and shed its wrappings. He set the box on the low table before us, and it was well we were seated on cushions and just inches from the ground, because he swayed and grabbed the table edge. You can imagine I thought he was unwell, but he assured me he was not. Before he opened the lid, he gently ran his fingers over the box's polished surface in the same manner I have seen him do when calming a frightened dog or petting a cat, as if the object had life and was a treasured pet. And when he slowly opened it out to reveal the inlaid interior and the playing pieces and cups within, there were tears in his eyes. He was so overcome that I remained silent, yet could hardly wait for him to tell me the significance of this playing box, and most particularly its special significance for him. When he told me that this was the very backgammon board you and his father played on every day of your married life, I too was overcome and remained speechless. He told me in a shaking voice how he would watch you both from the chaise longue, and how he often felt an intruder, because when you played at backgammon you forgot everyone else, and it was as if it was just the two of you in the library. But he also told me that it was you who taught him how to play, and he recalled the day he won his first game from his father, and his father's look of incredulity that his 8-year-old son had beaten him at his own game. That memory had Henri Antoine grinning, though he then was incredulous himself that you had parted with this most treasured and loved item. But I understand why you did, and you know, do you not, Maman Duchesse, that we will cherish this as you do, and always will. Henri Antoine has already written to thank you, and no doubt he told you I am a complete novice at the game, though I am certain you knew this was so. We have decided that we will honour your gift by playing each evening while having our Turkish coffee. I am very willing to learn, and Henri Antoine is already proving a patient, if exacting, teacher. I have a plan to improve my game so that he will be more than a little surprised, and no doubt think it all down to his own superior teaching skills. When he visits the coffee houses, which you know are denied to women, to smoke a hookah and play at backgammon with the local men, I intend to practice my game with Michelle, who Henri Antoine lets slip is more than a tolerable opponent. In this way, I hope to emulate his feat as an 8-year-old and beat him at his own game, one day. Please thank Elsie for her recent letter enclosing her delightful watercolours of her dear little kitten Blanche, and of the loch and the pretty purple flowers. I have placed these and her letters in a specially bound book, which I keep in my boudoir, and will show her when we return home. I will write to her separately, of course, but direct that letter to Crecy, so she will have that waiting for her when you arrive there at the end of the month. Do you recall how, in my previous letter, I was on a mission to find a suitable companion for her dolls? Well, I have finally found her.